Imagine meeting someone online who seems perfect. They share your interests, say all the right things, and quickly become a trusted part of your day. Then you discover that none of it was real. This is catfishing, and it happens to thousands of people every year. As preppers, we spend a lot of time thinking about physical threats. But some of the most damaging attacks today happen through a screen, targeting our emotions, our trust, and our wallets. The good news is that protecting yourself from catfishing uses the same skills you already practice as a prepared person: situational awareness, verification, and trusting your instincts. This guide will walk you through what catfishing is, who is most at risk, and exactly how to defend yourself. Think of it as operational security for your online life. What catfishing is? Catfishing is when a person creates a fake online identity to trick someone into a relationship, friendship, or business deal. The goal is usually to manipulate the target for money, personal information, emotional control, or sometimes just attention. The term comes from the world of online dating, but catfishing now happens everywhere. It shows up on dating apps, social media, gaming platforms, professional networks, and even in email inboxes. The fake identity might use stolen photos, made-up life stories, and carefully written messages designed to seem genuine. What makes catfishing dangerous is that it works slowly. A catfisher rarely asks for anything right away. Instead, they spend days, weeks, or even months building trust. By the time they make their real move, the target already feels a deep connection. This is why smart, careful people fall for it. Catfishing is not a failure of intelligence. It is a planned attack on human trust, and like any threat, it can be prepared for. WHO's most at risk. Anyone can be targeted, but catfishers often focus on people whose situations make a particular emotional need easier to exploit. Understanding these vulnerabilities helps everyone stay alert, because most of us fit into one of these groups at some point in life. People feeling lonely or isolated. Loneliness is one of the most common things catfishers look for. Someone who is going through a breakup, a move, or a quiet stretch of life may welcome new attention. The catfisher offers connection and warmth, filling a real emotional gap. This is not weakness. It is human nature, and it is exactly what the scammer counts on. Older adults. Older adults are often targeted because they may have more savings, less experience with modern scams, and a strong sense of trust. A catfisher may pose as a romantic partner or a friendly stranger, then slowly ask for financial help. The emotional bond makes the requests feel reasonable. Young people and teens. Teens and young adults live much of their lives online and are still learning to read people. A catfisher may pretend to be a peer, a romantic interest, or even a talent scout. The risk here often includes pressure for personal photos or private information. Grieving or recently divorced people. Major life changes create emotional openness. Someone who has lost a spouse or ended a marriage may be searching for comfort. Catfishers watch for these moments because the target is more likely to trust quickly and overlook warning signs. Busy professionals. People with active careers can be targeted through professional networks or business offers. A catfisher might pose as a recruiter, investor, or partner. The promise of opportunity lowers a person's guard in the same way romance does. How to protect yourself? Defending against catfishing is a skill you can build. The following steps form a practical playbook. Treat them like any other prep, practice them until they become second nature. 1. Verify the photos. Use a reverse image search to check profile pictures. Tools like Google Images or TinEye can show you if a photo appears elsewhere online under a different name. If the same face belongs to several different people, you have found a fake. 2. Ask for a live video call. A real person should be willing to video chat. Catfishers almost always find excuses to avoid it. If someone always has a broken camera, bad internet, or a sudden emergency whenever you suggest a call, treat that as a serious warning. 3. Check for a consistent digital footprint. Real people leave a trail. Look for an account history that goes back years, mutual friends, tagged photos, and activity that matches their story. A profile created last month with few connections deserves caution. 4. Never send money. This is the firm rule. Do not send money, gift cards, or cryptocurrency to anyone you have not met in person, no matter how convincing their story is. Every emergency, plane ticket, or business deal that requires your cash is a red flag. 5. Guard your personal information. Keep your full address, daily schedule, financial details, and identity documents private. A catfisher may collect small pieces of information over time to commit identity theft. Treat your personal data like supplies in your stockpile, /glossary/stockpile, shared only on a need-to-know basis. 6. Lock down your accounts. Strong internet security limits what an attacker can do even if they get close. Use a unique, strong password for every account and turn on two-factor authentication wherever it is offered. If we have published a guide on passwords or 2FA, read it and apply those steps today. 7. Slow things down. Catfishers push for fast emotional intimacy or quick decisions. Pressure is a tactic. Give yourself permission to move slowly and to wait before sharing anything important. A genuine connection will survive a careful pace. 8. Do independent research. Search the person's name, phone number, and the exact phrases from their messages. Scammers often reuse the same scripts. If you find their words posted on a scam warning site, you have your answer, reading red flags and trusting your gut. As preppers, we train ourselves to notice when something feels off. That same situational awareness is your best defense against catfishing. Your instincts are a built-in alarm system, and they are worth listening to. Watch for these common red flags. The person professes strong love or deep friendship very quickly. Their stories change or contain small details that do not add up. They always have a reason they cannot meet in person or on video. They steer conversations toward money, gifts, or your private information. They become upset or guilt-trip you when you ask reasonable questions. One or two of these signs may have an innocent explanation. Several together are a clear pattern. When you notice that pattern, pause and verify before you go any further. Most importantly, trust the quiet feeling that tells you something is wrong. Many catfishing victims later say they sensed something was off but talked themselves out of it because they did not want to seem rude or paranoid. You owe a stranger no apology for protecting yourself. Asking questions, requesting a video call, or stepping back are all reasonable actions. You do not need to be afraid of the online world. You simply need to move through it with the same awareness you bring to any unfamiliar situation. Catfishing relies on people who do not verify. By doing the opposite, you take away the attacker's power. Stay curious, stay calm, and stay in control. Preparedness is not paranoia. It is confidence, and you already have the skills to keep yourself safe. Catfishing is a real and growing threat, but it is also a beatable one. Unlike a natural disaster, this is a danger you can stop simply by verifying before you trust. Run a reverse image search. Insist on a video call. Keep your money and personal data protected. Slow down when someone tries to rush you. And above all, listen to your instincts when they tell you something does not feel right. These habits cost you nothing and protect you from emotional and financial harm. Add them to your preparedness toolkit alongside your other plans. The same mindset that keeps you ready for physical threats will keep you safe in the digital world too. Awareness is your shield, and you carry it with you every time you log on.